This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the DLP slams 1 cent drop in gas prices and calls on government to act as oil prices fall globally. A men's cancer support group is urging government to prioritize prostate cancer treatment as cases rise. Head of a counseling agency calls for early intervention as youth crime rises, and the death toll continues to rise as more than 100 people are killed in Texas floods. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on energy, Senator Ryan Walters, is criticizing the latest fuel price adjustment as nothing short of an insult to Barbadians. Mr. Walters told Starcom Network News the 1 cent reduction in gasoline prices is insignificant and does little to ease the burden on Barbadians. He noted it's unacceptable that while global oil prices have dropped by 25% since January of 2022, consumers here are only seeing a 1.8% decrease at the pump.
When you look at the price that Barbadians are asked to pay at the pump, you are seeing a 1.8% reduction in the price of gasoline. Only 1.8%. In January of 2022, consumers were asked to pay $3.99 per liter for gasoline. And that was when the price of oil globally was at $85.62. Today, consumers are being asked to pay $3.92 per liter for gasoline at the pump, and the price is now at $64.45 US per barrel globally, which represents a 25% decrease in the cost of oil globally, yet consumers here are only seeing a 1.8% reduction in the cost of gasoline at the pump. This clearly does not correlate. This is also very unfair to the consumers.
DLP spokesperson on energy, Senator Ryan Walters. Barbadian men are being urged to take charge of their health as the country sees a rise in prostate cancer cases. Coordinator of a new men's cancer support group, Vincent Yearwood, says the group was formed after members noticed more men in Barbados being diagnosed with the disease. He explained that despite this increase, many men are still hesitant to come forward and get tested earlier.
We realize that there's a high incidence of prostate cancer in Barbados, and we ourselves have been sufferers of the disease, and we realize that many people suffer a similar fate. But we also realize that men are kind of reluctant, to come forward early to be tested. And early testing is a very good means of addressing prostate cancer. It doesn't mean that once you have a diagnosis that it is a death sentence. And once you have early medical intervention, then your life can be saved, your cancer can be addressed, and you can live a normal life thereafter. So we want to encourage men to come forward as early as possible to be tested and then seek medical intervention as soon as possible.
Mr. Yearwood is urging government to prioritize getting the new cancer treatment facility up and running so that people can receive affordable radiotherapy here.
And as you know, the radiotherapy is not available in Barbados currently, and the treatment is available overseas, Trinidad, USA, or Colombia. But all those options are very expensive. And we thought, again, that if we could draw attention to this fact and encourage the government of Barbados to move ahead swiftly with the initialization of the new linear accelerator, which is going to provide the radiotherapy treatment in Barbados, then it will be down to the benefit of all persons. The treatment overseas is very expensive. In the case of men with prostate cancer, the treatment is normally over a 7-week period. So you have to be in that jurisdiction for that 7-week period. Therefore, airfare, travel, and then the cost of the treatment itself. Together, it runs into tens of thousands of dollars.
Coordinator of the Men's Cancer Support Group, Vincent Yearwood. Head of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, is calling for urgent intervention in communities and schools to stem the rise in violent crime among young people. His comments follow recent data from the Criminal Research and Planning Unit, which highlights the growing involvement of youth in crime, with some as young as 17 charged with murder. Mr. Clark says early action is critical.
We need to start by really doing the research to find out what is happening with these young people. And we need to put serious action plans not taught in place within all of our schools. We cannot wait to do it in secondary schools. We have to start from the primary school level. We have to go to our communities with serious programs that are impactful to attract these young people to be able to get the assistance that they need. After we've completed the sessions in the communities and at the schools and so on, we cannot stop there. There must be continuous individual counseling, family counseling. We need to start.
He supports the unit's findings that link school suspensions and expulsions to increased youth involvement in crime and urges the use of alternative disciplinary measures.
When you suspend a child from school without offering any level of intervention for the reason the child is being suspended, what are you doing? You're sending that child at home to be involved with the elements. He's more exposed to the negative elements within the society. What I have always been asking for is when these young people are suspended, they are suspended into the care of an organization that can provide a program that will work with them, that will provide the intervention that is needed, so that when they return to school, that behavior would have been corrected. And you will see a decrease, hopefully, in the number of times that these young people are suspended.
Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark. Clinical psychologist Reverend Dr. Marcus Lashley is warning that the recent spike in violent crime is not only wreaking havoc on public safety, but is also taking a toll on the mental health of Barbadians. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Dr. Lashley said, while stepped-up police surveillance and investigations are necessary, Barbados also needs to urgently explore the protection of people's basic rights and freedoms. He further stressed that the cases of gun violence are placing additional strain on hospital resources and believes there should be financial consequences for reckless gun crime.
It is not becoming out of hand. It is out of hand. There's no question about that in Barbados right now. We've lost control. When people can be shot in the middle of the day in a crowded street, that's out of control. The two reactions, of course, would be for police to increase surveillance, increase their investigations, etc. And I've said before that this takes us now dangerously to the point where we need to consider whether we should have a civil liberties body, ethical body, looking at civil liberties that is neutral, politically neutral, and will begin to protect the rights of citizens. Secondly, I firmly believe that if, and of course this will happen with the passage of time, but if you have put that kind of stress on our hospital resources because of reckless gun violence and gunplay, then you have to pay. It should not be free. There has to be a cost and you have to bear it. We shouldn't be taking scarce resources and just wasting it.
Clinical psychologist Reverend Dr. Marcus Lashley. A secondary school principal is supporting the push towards education transformation. Speaking on the sidelines of the Dighton Griffith Secondary School's CARICOM celebrations yesterday, Principal Major Michael Boyce underscored the importance of meeting the diverse needs of students and reaffirmed his school's commitment to providing inclusive education.
I believe that education transformation is necessary. We need to do things to cater to our students more, and I think it's important that we're paying some greater attention to our students with special needs and those with exceptionality. What we do every year is that we then make accommodations for them in our end of year examination. So as long as the parent gets the assessment done and they bring the documentation, they have meetings with the child and the parent, we put our plans in place.
Principal of the Dighton Griffith School, Major Michael Boyce. And finally, more than 100 people are confirmed dead, with at least 84 in Kerr County alone, following flash floods in central Texas. Authorities say search efforts are continuing for a fifth day as dozens of people are still missing. More rain and thunderstorms are expected in the region, carrying a chance of further flash floods. Questions have been raised about whether adequate flood warnings were provided. According to the White House, President Donald Trump is planning to visit the devastated region later this week. Recapping the headlines. DLP slams 1 cent drop in gas prices and calls on government to act as oil prices fall globally. The Men's Cancer Support Group urging government to prioritize prostate cancer treatment as cases rise. The head of a counseling agency calls for early intervention as youth crime rises, and the death toll continues to rise as more than 100 people are killed in Texas floods. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.